Chapter 2. For someone used to the thrill of battle, the excitement of a scouting mission, and of course his more recent dramas, a winter in Eboracum bored Silas to tears. He sat now with a particularly bitter-tasting beer and a particularly chewy meat pie, and waited for Attius to join him. Not that his friend would alleviate the boredom. The conversation would turn to Menenea, how beautiful she was, and, if Silas was really unlucky, how good she was in bed. He sighed, took a bite of pie, then fished a piece of gristle out of his mouth and tossed it to Issa. His elderly little dog, whom he reclaimed from Menenea once he had settled into some quarters in Eboracum, wolfed it down without chewing. She had lost many teeth over the years, and those that remained were wobbly and covered with calculus, so Silas always made sure she had bite-sized chunks of meat when he fed her. The door to the tavern opened, and a chill air blew in with some spots of rain. Attius entered, slowly closing the door behind him. A few of the patrons in the tavern glanced up, then resumed their conversations and games. Attius walked slowly over to Silas's table, pulled out a chair, and sat with a long sigh. Silas ordered a beer from a waiting slave and passed it to Attius. Attius tipped the beer into his mouth, swallowing in long gulps, the excess dribbling down his cheeks until the jar was empty. He wiped his face on his sleeve and ordered another. Silas waited patiently while he downed that one too.
"Is two enough for you to tell me what's wrong?" asked Silas.
"She ended it with me," said Attius,
his tone flat.
"Why?"
"She said she didn't like me fucking other women."
Women can be like that."
"She says she's met someone else," said Attius.
"Oh, shit, Attius, I'm so sorry."
Attius nodded.
"Do you know who it is?"
"No, she wouldn't say."
Probably sensible, if she wanted him to keep his bollocks, which presumably she does. Attius looked at him sharply.
Sorry.